forget to turn on the light. Don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Hot enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a
well, that's it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Ravers show. Was really digging something about the woman today with Sue. Thank you. She said she was dedicated. She didn't say it, but she said that was dedicated to me. That Ramones cover by Sonya. But I guess Dickie Betts just passed away. How'd he pass, Dan?
Cancer.
Your mic's on. Go right up to it.
Cancer. 80 years old. He had been sick for about a year. And he was at home with his family around him.
Okay. Well, long life.
Oh, God, yeah.
Fulfilling life.
Really, really long life.
Statesboro Blues? Did he sing that one?
He was on Statesboro Blues. He plays on Statesboro
Blues.
Well,
he's on guitar anyways.
Yes, yeah.
We're not positive if he's singing. I just know
he could have at some point. I mean, I saw over.
We'll look it up while it's playing.
Right,
it's a
I
long
saw
song.
Over 60 Allman Brothers shows starting in 1974, Brothers and Sisters. So I'm sure I saw him sing it at some point.
I saw them four times, and now it looks like I'm not going to be able to catch up to you.
Sorry about that.
But this isn't our normal fare, what we normally play. We kind of lean punk word on this show, I would say.
Yeah.
If that's a word.
You got the punk, you got the glam.
We got glam.
You got the flash.
We even like grunge.
You got a little bit of grunge, yes.
Yeah. You get it. But, yes, we have to pay tribute to Dickie Betts right here. It's Southbound. I'll tell you the concert afterwards. How's that? 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you so much.
Use a can, Stan. Oh, wait. Where are you? There you go.
Am I there?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bootleg Dan, back again for a second round with Brian. Hey, I just want to tell you a little story about the Allman Brothers. I've seen the Allman Brothers over 60 times, starting in 1974. But one of the most memorable two nights that I can remember was at the Beacon Theater in New York with them doing a residency. And there's always been rumors that Clapton was going to show up and play with the Brothers. It never happened. I saw everybody play with the Brothers. Well, in 2009, the 40th anniversary of the Brothers, I was fortunate enough to be at the Beacon both nights that Clapton was there. And I have to tell you, I've seen Clapton at least a dozen times. And that night, it was magical. First of all, I was with some of my best friends that I've known for since childhood. And so that night, it was like the only thing that could have been better would have been Dwayne Allman stepping out of the grave that night. Clapton, Derek, Warren just were tearing it up. Derek and the Dominoes, Blind Faith, Allman Brothers. I mean, and I said, this was after the first night. And the second night, I was pinching myself saying, I can't believe it. I'm going to see this again. And Clapton was just standing there watching Derek like tear it up like Dwayne did back in the days. Again, one of the most memorable concerts I've ever seen. And I've seen thousands. That's my story about the Allman Brothers, man. There was never a bad show. And there was so many phenomenally good shows. But I love the Allman Brothers. One of my all-time favorite bands. As far as I'm concerned, they were and still are the best jam band ever.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it by listening to my show, but I'm a fan of the Allmans. I even like a Grateful Dead song here and there. But this is that's not what this show is about. We know that. Interesting. Statesboro Blues, I need cheaters, I could barely read this, is a Piedmont blues song written by Blind Willie McTell.
Yeah,
so this
Blind
was,
Willie
so
McTell.
It wasn't written by Dickie, but yeah, this goes back to 1928.
Right.
Recorded in 1928, the title refers to the town of Statesboro, Georgia, in 1968. Taj Mahal recorded a popular blues rock adaptation of the song with a prominent slide guitar part by Jesse Ed Davis. His rendition inspired a recording by the Allman Brothers Band, which is ranked number 9 on Rolling Stone's magazine list of the 100 greatest guitar songs of all time. In 2005, they did that. The Atlanta Journal Constitution ranked Statesboro Blues number 57 on its list of 100 songs of the South. It goes on and on about what it's about and stuff. Great stuff. Great guitar work by both Dickie Betts and Dwayne Allman there.
Oh, yeah. And Derek. I saw Derek play that song many times. And he's probably, in my opinion, he is probably one of the best slide players ever.
Derek Trucks.
He's right there with Dwayne.
He's just a kid, isn't he? He's younger
than
me.
Well, he's not a kid anymore.
I mean,
but
he's younger than me, right?
I don't know how old you are.
I'm in my 50s, early 50s.
He's right in that age. Yeah, he started when he was probably 11, playing with the brothers. Well, no, not playing with the brothers, but just playing. And, he's phenomenal. He can't sing a note, though. He cannot sing, but he can. That guitar just talks for itself.
And then he has. Did he marry a local talent there?
He married Suzanne Tedeschi.
Right.
And the two of them together.
From Norwell, Massachusetts.
Right. And the two of them together are great. When I first heard her, I said, you sound too much like Bonnie Raitt. But now, after I've seen her several times, she's coming into her own. She's a great guitar player. But as far as I'm concerned, Derek is great and his band's great. But nothing's going to replace the Allman Brothers. Nothing. The Brothers, that's... The chapter is closed.
You don't think they'll come out like the Grateful Dead has further? You don't think they'll be...
I hope not. I hope not. The last time that they did that was in Madison Square Garden just before
COVID.
Trying
to think what they call themselves. The Peaches.
Well, there's a cover band around the area called the Peach Eaters.
Are they an Allman Brothers tribute?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never seen them, but, you know, but I've seen just about everything to do with the Allman Brothers, including Greg Allman back in the days, laid back in 1973, and he had a full 20-piece orchestra playing behind him with Cowboy opened up for him, another amazing band. I'm a huge fan. Anybody on Capricorn Records back in those days, I was all about.
Right on. I got a couple of birthdays. I'm going to play in a little bit, but then I just thought I want to play a few Peach songs. There's a few good ones. So we'll play some hip Peach songs that I know of that aren't Allman Brothers. In case you like really hate Southern rock, don't worry, it's over. It's over. Now we're going to punk out. The Sins from New York City calling in 2 o'clock.
Yes, 2 o'clock, The Sins will be calling in. We'll talk a little bit more about the show, about the new records, Cindy and Henry.
I guess you were on Mike Newman's show this morning.
I was on Mike Newman's show this morning. We had a ball. They did a couple acoustic songs. Hopefully you heard them play. They're going to be at the Square Root tonight. We got a kicking show tonight. I mean, when I put this together, I said, okay, this is going to be a great show. But then...
What's the lineup?
The lineup, we got High End. First thing, 8 o'clock, they go on. Doors Open, High End. And then Sins go on at 9 o'clock. We got Mach Bell playing at 10. And to finish off the night, Muck and the Myers. Come on. It is the best show in town, hands down.
You won me over.
All right, good.
I'll be there.
And Brian's coming tonight.
I'll be there. I've been borrowing people's cars. Yes, I still don't have a new car. I loved my Challenger so much. It's like I don't want to get anything else, but I can't really afford a Challenger right now.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Maybe an old beat up one, but I'm not a mechanic, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Peach songs. How about this? A little Camper Van Beethoven for you with Peaches in the Summertime.
There you go. Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall.
such a delicate thing. Ooh, ooh, ah.
The pizza's in the carry on the dream, I'm gonna need it tonight. The pizza's in the carry on the dream, I'm gonna need it
peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a roots all twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist and dreamed about you, a woman. Candy in my hand or can or pie.
That you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All the skirt, lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Just lying down on the sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. Sharapan. Looks like I'm gonna be stuck here the whole summer. Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
It's another cool, beautiful day, you know what that means.
Boy, fellas, get your pistols
out. I'm down on the beach, brother.
She's on the beach, she's got her pistols out. It's gonna be a beautiful day. As we give thanks for the sun, you know. Warm and easy, believe me. You gotta love it. Let me rub it, babes, I'll think nothing of it. You don't have to tell him. It'll be our little secret, you know. Listen, hey, senorita.
Had no idea what that was going to be. I figured it would be reggae because it's called Dub Pistols, the name of the band. But what are the chances? It's the same damn song I just played by the Stranglers, only these guys are rapping. And you know what I say, rap is short for crap.
I agree with you.
Tell us about the new Ian Hunter release.
All right.
Hold on, let me put you up here. It's Bootleg Dan.
As everybody knows, I'm a huge Mott the Hoople fan and Ian Hunter. Ian Hunter is 84 years old. He's older than Dylan, he's older than Mick, and he's older than Keith. He just put out a new record. I am looking at it right now. This is the debut on Brian's show. Great song called People. And he has got Robin Zander of the Cheap Trick, Robin Seller, which is his daughter, and Rick Nelson on it with Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. When I saw Mott the Hoople in England in 2013 in Newcastle, Joe Elliott was up there singing with him that night with Mott the Hoople and Ian Hunter and Ian Hunter's daughters. And it was mind-blowing. I have always been a fan of Mott the Hoople. It was my first time in England.
What's your favorite Mott song?
Driving Sister. Or All the Way to the Memphis. There's so many great songs.
I'm not sure. I don't know if I know Driving Sister. Of course I know All the Way to Memphis. So that's great.
I mean, there's so many great songs. Ian Hunter is still writing great songs. Unfortunately, because he has tinnitus, you probably are never going to see him live again. I have seen him so many times.
But this was just done.
Well, not live. You're not going to be able to see him live because, you know, his hearing is shot, unfortunately, unless something happens. But, hey, the name of the new one is Ian Hunter Defiance Part 2. If you don't have Defiance Part 1, go out and buy that. And the name of it is called Fiction. And it was recorded at Sun Studio. It's on Sun Studio Records.
Right on.
So let's hear it.
All right, this one's called People.
People.
Right on.
Crank it.
Probably a radio exclusive premiere. And it's CD1, and here you go, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Now you're down. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you. 25, speed jive, don't wanna stay alive. When you're 25, I'm wearing stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping off the star. From his studies, a bunch of little boat race. The television man is crazy, saying we're juvenile delinquent rats.
Oh,
91.5 WMFO in Medford. We have some strange man walking the halls of the studio. Gary and Son. You listening, Gary? Stop on in here if you want to say hi. Okay, I'm just catching up. I'm catching up with stuff I didn't, I forgot to sign in, so I just caught up with all the songs I've been playing. So you're Gary.
I am.
I'm Brian. Brian Young.
My son, Adam.
Hi, Adam. How's it going? You go to Tufts?
No, I live in Somerville now.
Oh, okay.
I'm here, so.
I did radio here from 80 to 95. 1980, 1995. I was just showing them pictures of me in the other room.
You were here as long as I've been here. I've been here 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years, yeah.
Does that mean it's time for me to go?
Hell no, man. Right? Oh, my God. So, last time I was here was with his older brother when we were
left
school. 8 years ago.
I don't even have a song going. I'm actually talking. I'm talking right now with Gary. He used to be a DJ here on WMFO.
15 years, man. Almost as long as Brian.
15 years. What years were you here, Gary?
1980 to 1995.
Yeah, anyone you want to say hi to?
They're all gone.
You don't look that old, man. And what is the son's name again?
I'm Adam.
Hi, Adam.
How you doing?
Adam from Somerville. Do you listen to 91.5 WMFO?
Here and there now.
Yeah. Listen 1 to 3 on Saturdays.
1 to 3 on Saturdays, you got it.
And I'll play whatever you want. Call in. The railroad track?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that story. It's on Wikipedia.
Is it?
Yes. Check it out. I got to get to some more music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're wondering what the heck's going on here.
I'll be around for a bit.
Okay, Gary.
All right, you ready for the sins? You want to call Cindy?
Oh, you're calling her?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll get a sin song ready.
All right,
we got Dan calling the sins on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I gotta get a sin song ready.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I am hanging out at the Airbnb, and I think everybody else has fallen asleep.
How's it going, Cindy? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing good, except for our phones don't work.
That's not the first time those phones haven't worked.
You know, it's totally illegal, too. I'm gonna say that right over the air. Fix the damn things.
Yeah, well, is it the phone line? What is it?
It's the phone going to the board. I can answer the phone on the wall. So maybe it's not illegal. I can get the phone on the wall, but I can't answer it from the board. I can't put you on the air. Well, we have you on the air, but you're going through Dan's phone right now.
You're going from my phone to the microphone.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
I hear you, yeah. I'm listening with my headphones.
We have a t-shirt for you, Brian.
What kind of teacher?
This t-shirt.
Oh, a t-shirt. I thought you said teacher. And there's a lot I need to learn. I wasn't surprised.
That's a whole different kind of thing. We're not going to talk about that on air.
Oh, you got something to teach me, do you?
Yeah. Not me. We have a teacher. Anyway, how's it going at the station? We were there this morning.